exalted lair of the aristocracy. Cap and gown, lodge the stodgy scholar. Cottage club, exclusive nest of the best dressed rovery.
Tiger in, cave of the brave footballers.
And then there are at least a dozen more. But those, my friend, are what I like to call the big four.
What would I have to do?
It's simple. This week, we go around to a few of the clubs, and we meet with the members. They ask us a few questions to get to know us better, and then they decide whether or not they want to invite us to join.
Well, I suppose that doesn't sound too awful.
Good. Now, if you want to be BMOC, you have to make friends with the COMB.
COMB?
Allow me!
Upperclassmen, one and all, are you ready for the big black ball? Don't you know that it's the social event of the season? You gotta be there, seniors, juniors, save that date. Think of someone that you love to hate. Who's the sophomore who can offer more reason?
Clubs, mostly out of politeness. But entre nous, I've always felt that Cottage was the only worthwhile club on the street. Wouldn't dream of going anywhere else.
I was reminded of Wordsworth's poem, The Ruined Cottage. And I was thinking what a very different sort of cottage this is. I mean, much bigger, better furniture. Have any of you even read that poem?
Who's your mother? Where did you prep? How is your rep? Can you do a two-step? Do the ladies like you much, and who have you kissed? You play any whist? Did you make the dean's list? Are you on the paper? Do you play any sports? Tell us in short, are you one of our sort? What is your opinion of the new Model T's? Do you have a view about the war overseas? Do you have an attitude that fully agrees with our own?
Scott Fitzgerald.
Well, I'd like to put in a word here for Scott Fitzgerald. I know he can rub people the wrong way sometimes, but I think he's on track to be president of the Triangle by his senior year. And I think he'd be an asset to the Cottage Club.
Or just an ass. Sounds like we have to put this to a vote.
Now let me say this. I will take it as a personal affront if anyone decides to blackball Mr. Fitzgerald.
All right. Hands in.
Thank you, fellas.
Moving on, we have J.P. Bishop. What do we think of him?
He's the one who's written all that stuff in the lit.
The flowery bit.
Talk about a misfit.
Doesn't seem to have a bit of social finesse.
Or know how to dress.
Positively hopeless.
Still, our Scott Fitzgerald is a friend of the kid. Should we give him a bid?
I hear no one else did.
Gentlemen, if I am to believe what I'm told, seems our Mr. Bishop could be out in the cold. So it all depends on what the lot of us hold in our hands.
Black ball, a highbrow, down he goes. We can't have any men like those. The type that's looking down his nose and writing purple prose. Bye, don't cry about it. cause all of us hanker for malice and rancor.